Means it's another 60 minutes of Grease, Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
Me, Alistair Woodgate.
And me, Julia Roofy.
It's nice to see you folks. I hope your week has gone well. Welcome to 60 Minutes, by the way. We've got lots of things happening, as well as...
Yes, we've got a great lyrical challenge today, which I have a feeling a lot of people will get.
Righto.
And we have our Tour 22 this week from a musical that makes its UK premiere in August of this year.
All right. And also be talking about shows that you've been involved with as a producers and directors. That's all coming. Oh, yes. And Ask the Experts. I hope you're ready.
An empty thing. Life can be so awful lonesome if you're always on your own. Some life's an empty thing.
Life's a different thing when you found your one and only. Then you feel no longer lonely. Life's a happy thing.
Everything was topsy-turvy, life seemed all wrong. But it came all right as soon as you came along. Me and my girl, meant for each other, sent for each other, and liking it so. Me and my girl, it's no use pretending. We knew the ending a long time ago. Some little church with a big steeple. Just a few people that both of us know. And we'll have love, laughter, be happy ever after. Me and my girl.
I love to hear you saying me and my girl. Meant for each other, sent for each other, and life in it so. Me and my girl, it's no use pretending. We knew the ending a long time ago.
Some little church with a big steeple. Just a few people that both of us know. And we'll have love, laughter, be happy ever after. Me and my girl.
Thank you.
happy ever after.
Me and My Girl from Me and My Girl, funny enough.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, indeed. And I think this week a lot of people will probably get it. So here we go. We've been the pride of Romania since 1201, passed on for generations, father and son.
You've been practicing that, haven't you?
Yes. Well, no,
rhymed,
I haven't.
Rhymed
haven't.
Nicely. Okay, one more time, please.
We've been the pride of Romania since 1201, passed on for generations, father and son.
I think Romania sort of gives it away.
It does a bit, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes. We're going to play you a song from 42nd Street called Dames, and then we'll be talking about that as a director with Mrs. R. From Anastasia, my second favourite soundtrack after Come From Away.
Oh.
Do you find that your soundtracks change as the new ones get released, or do you still stick with the ones that you know are great?
If I was sort of thinking of a top 10,
yes,
then yes, probably five or six of those would change depending upon, you know, what's come out and, you know, mood and all the rest. Mm. But there are probably two or three that would always be in there.
Yeah, we think, you know, he's number one.
Yeah. I think for me it's more individual songs.
Right.
That I've got sort of top 10 songs that would change according to what's come out, but again, some that will never change.
Yeah, because we did a special, I think it was last year, we did a special with you, Mrs. R. We did a special with you, Mr. Woodgate, and we had all your favourite songs, yeah, soundtracks. Yeah. It was great, great programme.
Very indulgent for us.
It was. Gorgeous.
It was lovely.
we'll do that again sometime soon. Anyway, talking 42nd Street, I'm going to play Dames in just a minute, but you have been directing last week 42nd Street.
Indeed, yes.
How did it go?
Slightly shaky start because there was a lot of technical difficulties with it, but the actual show was great. It was really good. And the orchestra, when you hear that overture played live, you can't help but go, oh, yes, you know, and so it's... You can almost not fail, provided you've done a good job with the show. You kind of can't fail, really. It's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
And in the orchestra, do you have regular players or do you bring players in every time you do a show?
Well, it kind of depends where you are. I mean, I probably knew 10 of the orchestra that were playing last week.
Right, okay. So you do, if I get this right, you have a tech night, which is stop and start, is it?
Yeah, there's tech. It was a day tech and a night tech, really.
Okay.
And then the next day you do the dress, and hopefully you've sorted all the problems. We actually hadn't. But, it was very technically difficult, actually.
So you did the first night with things not solved?
They were solved, but there were bits that hadn't actually been run at the dress.
Wow.
And I have to say, the company were fantastic because nobody would have known.
Funny, isn't it? If the audience don't know. And yeah. I think it's always the worst part when someone's acting and suddenly they know they've done something wrong and they show it on their face.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah, there was absolutely none of that. It was brilliant. The company were stunning.
Good, good. And was the orchestra on stage or off the stage?
No, they're raised up at the back of the stage, which was what part of the problem was.
Wow.
It was the miking of them up there and right at the back. And
was it a big theatre or medium size?
It's a medium sized theatre, but a very big stage.
Wow, lovely. So 42nd Street, and also Mr. Woodgate, we won't forget you did Frozen a couple of weeks ago.
I did indeed. Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as well, and also Ask the Expert, which is coming next.
Ooh.
Who writes the words and music for all the girly shows? No one cares and no one knows. Who is the handsome hero some villain always frames? But who cares if there's a plot or not when they've got a lot? Go for, go see a show for, tell the truth, you go to see those beautiful dames. You spend your dough for bouquets that grow for all those cute and cunning young and beautiful dames. Dames are temporary flames to you, dames. You don't recall them. In your memory, see those beautiful. In your memory, all those beautiful.
always nice when you're treated to Mrs. R singing that when the microphone is off. Lovely. That was from 42nd Street and Dames. Now it's time to do this.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
So if you've been living under a rock and you're wondering what do we mean by ask the experts, I ask three questions of the experts, which is Mrs. R and Mr. Woodgate. Here's question one. The term book musical is widely used to describe the standard modern musical form. But what exactly does the book refer to and how is it different from a straight play? You're thinking you've had this before, but you haven't. No, you haven't.
It sounds the same.
Well, your answer might be different.
I've completely forgotten what the question was.
Let me explain. If we was on TV, these two were looking at each other going, we've heard this one before. The term book musical is widely used to describe the standard modern musical form. But what exactly does the book refer to and how is it different from the script of a straight play?
It's based on what appeared as a book first, as a story, as a book story first.
Okay, let me give it. Is it libretto?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So the book or libretto.
Yes.
So that's what I'm looking for.
Well, the difference between the basic difference between a play and a musical is that when you read the script, the songs, words of the songs are in the libretto.
Correct answer.
Oh, was that the answer?
The book or libretto. Or the libretto is the full narrative foundation of the musical. It includes all dialogue, scene descriptions, character arcs and structure that connects every song and dance.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
See?
I thought that might have been a bit too obvious. But
Don't forget, Owen, I'm not that clever. Question two. You'll often hear the term diegetic.
How do you spell that?
It's D-I-E-G-E-T-I-C. Diegetic.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
This will be a good question then. You will often hear the term diegetic song used in analysts. Oh, God, I can't even say this question. Let's go to question three and I'll come back. Question three. Orchestration and arrangement are often used interchangeably, but they mean very different things in musical theatre production. What is the key difference between the two?
Well, when you get the original orchestration, it sounds one thing. And when you get an arrangement of the original orchestration, it's sometimes a change of rhythm, sometimes a change of instruments, and it sounds different.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go out here. This is the answer. So see if it matches up with yours. Arrangement refers to the reworking of an existing melody, rhythm or harmony to fit a new style, mood or length. It changes how the song sounds and feels.
Is that what I said? That's pretty much what I said.
I think it is what you said, really.
Thank you. He's just nodding. He's miles off somewhere else. Orchestration is the process of assigning each note and line to specific instruments, violin, trumpet, bass, etc., and deciding exactly what each player performs, and it changes who plays what and builds a full sound of the pit band.
Well, yeah.
Shall we attempt question two again?
Go on.
One as well while we're here. We will often hear the term diegetic song used in an analysis or rehearsals. What does this term mean and how does it differ from a standard musical number?
Nobody, and I've worked for a lot of people, has ever mentioned that word to me.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've done some quite high-level stuff and nobody's ever mentioned that to me.
Shall I tell you what's written here?
Go on.
A diegetic song is one where the characters know what they are singing within the story world. For example, a character singing while playing the piano, performing on stage or singing a lullaby. By contrast, a standard musical number is non-diegetic. It is an internal expression or feeling or thought, and characters act as if singing is not happening at that moment. There we are.
Could you tell me what it is when the song is both?
No, because I think we should move on now.
The girl in glasses with oil on her face, the girl with her hair all over the place, that's her, that's her. Just take a look at the girl I'm crazy for. Ain't she the smashingest smasher you ever saw? I'd like to walk up one day to her, pluck up me courage and say to her, excuse me, milady, It's you that I adore. You, you're great and wonderful, Charlie girl. It's you I've gone a bundle on, Charlie girl. I'm a tongue-tied, awkward kind of a fella who falls in love with someone smashing and then can't tell her. Just one look at you and I do me not. I've got a lot to say, but my mouth stays shut. Though she scares me half to death, here we go then, take a breath. How about loving me, Charlie girl? You, you're great and wonderful, Charlie girl. It's you I've gone to bundle on, Charlie girl. I'm a tongue-tied, awkward kind of a fella who falls in love with someone smashing and then can't tell her. Just one look at you and I do me not. I've got a lot to say, but my mouth stays shut. Though she scares me half to death, here we go then, take a breath. How about loving me, Charlie? How about loving me, Charlie? How about loving me, Charlie girl?
Grease Paint and Stage Lights brings all the best show tunes like this one.
When it's complete, there is a sense of bittersweet. That moment when you know the task is done. Though in your heart you'd like to stay, to help things on their way, you've always known must do it alone. There, practically perfect, and I hope it remains so. Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins is gone. She's gone because we don't need her anymore. And other families will.
I wonder if she's right, George. And we really could do without a nanny from now on. What do you think?
I think you'd better come and dance with me.
George, this is serious.
Shooting star?
You can borrow my telescope.
I was right. Wish on it, children. Winifred, my dearest love.
We won't forget you, Mary Poppins. We'll never forget.
Grease Paint and Stage Light loves a great show tune, like this one.
And to think, we haven't even kissed.
Well, you know what that means. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered.
Your lips excite me.
Let your arms invite. For who knows when we'll meet again this way.
All aboard is going aboard. It's now or never.
Great, that was Now or Never from All Shook Up. And before that, we heard A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins, the Broadway cast, and Charlie Girl from the 1986 production of Charlie Girl.
Now you did yours last week, so a couple of weeks ago, you did Frozen.
Indeed, Disney's Frozen, yes. Yeah.
What's it like doing a Disney production? Is there many restrictions on what you can and can't do?
Understandably, yes. There are quite a lot of restrictions. And you can appreciate that Disney want to preserve the integrity of their productions, of their shows. And that's fine. Quite happy to work with those restrictions. It does ensure the quality of the production at the end of the day. So, yeah. And it was, I think, of all the shows that I've done, both on stage and as producer, probably one that has been one of the most enjoyable to do.
Oh, brilliant.
And the cast just so threw themselves into it right from day one. Show week was just unbelievably positive and uplifting for everybody, so including the audiences, which is great.
Oh, the audio. I came on the Thursday and the audience were really enjoying it. But I was impressed because is it the first time you've used a video wall?
We used a video wall, yep. Courtesy of Scenic Projects, and I'm always a little bit cautious about video walls because you go to the theatre to see theatre, not to see film, and you've got to be very careful how you use it. But for a show like Frozen, to capture some of the magic, it worked absolutely brilliantly.
It did, so, yeah. Very much so. And I'll tell you something, Mrs. R, on the Thursday night I went, Mr. Woodgate came out to put some scenery out, some props to set them, and he got wolf whistled every time he came out. and he knew it because he just went, thank you. So it was a good show.
It was brilliant, yes. We played full houses all week, managed to cram in 8 shows in 5 days.
Wow.
Which was, yeah, a tall order. So we did 2 on Friday and 3 on Saturday. So we did 5 shows in 30 hours, which I think the adrenaline keeps you going, and the cast said that at the end of that 5th show on the Saturday evening, they could have done another one. They were so hyped and so full of it.
That's good, isn't it?
Which was lovely. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Good to see. So if we were to play one song from Frozen, what would you put?
Oh, there are so many great numbers in it, but let's do something uplifting. The show's so uplifting. Let's go for Love is an Open Door.
Okay, can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face.
same thing. Cause like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you,
I found my place.
I see your face.
And it's nothing like I've ever known before.
Love is an open door.
Others.
Sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone
who thinks so much like me. Jinx. Jinx again. Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation. You
and I
were
just
meant to be.
Oh, okay. What? Crazy. Will you marry me?
Can I say something crazier? Yes!
Love is an open door. Love is an open door. Life could be so much more with you.
With you.
With you.
With you. Love is an open.
Love is an open door.
Love is an open door. From Frozen. And you had two sets of young ladies doing the children's parts, didn't you?
We did indeed. Two young Elsas, young Annas, and young Hidden Folk.
Yes. They must have enjoyed it.
Do you know, they were brilliant. I mean, their performances were absolutely spot on. They were precise every night, did exactly what they'd been taught.
Yeah.
Just knew how to win over a crowd.
Oh, brilliant.
So yeah, it was brilliant.
Good, I'm pleased. Right.
The future of musical theatre is very safe with youngsters like that coming through.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is what
yes.
we want, promote the arts, yes. isn't it? Right, now, we're creeping up to our tour at 22. To take us there is going to be a song from Annie called Tomorrow. No, please try and smile.
Never heard it.
Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out. Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always
say to that, Mrs. R?
That was a big end.
It, wasn't it? I mean, for a young child to hold that note,
yeah, yeah.
That's a long
that
note.
That was a
it?
Big end.
Anyway, it's time to do a Two at 22. Actually, I'll let them do this.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
And we're taking a look at a show that has yet to play professionally in the UK, but on Broadway won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. But it does arrive in the UK on the 28th of August this year at the Hampstead Theatre in London. And the show is Kimberly Akimbo. Do you know it?
Nope.
Nope.
Well, it's by Janine Tesori. Mm. She's done the music. And Janine Tesori, you will know because she did the music for Fun Home, yeah. Caroline or Change, Shrek, and Thoroughly Modern Millie. So it comes with a great pedigree. And the story is about a young teenager in New Jersey who has a rare condition causing her to age rapidly, making her look like an old woman.
Oh, I see.
So that's the storyline. It opened on Broadway in 2022 and in 2023 won the awards. And as I say, the European premiere is in London this August. It's only running at Hampstead Theatre until the 7th of November, so it's quite a short window to catch it.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear two numbers from the show. We are going to hear Better, but to begin with, the song Anagram.
So, Kimberly is K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, and Livaco is L-E-V...
A-C-O.
A-C-O.
Oh.
I'm going to start with the K first because that's one of the hardest letters.
Oh.
Ka, 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 ka.
Oh.
Ka, ke, ki, ki, kilo.
Oh.
Kill, killer, cola, E. coli. Broken, oh. Yo, 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 yoko, ya, yam, yak, oh. Glam. Oh, I just found mackerel!
I like the way you see the world. I like your point of view. A little sly, a little strange, a little bit askew. I like the way you look at life and think outside the box. A little odd, a little off, a bit unorthodox.
Lib, libby, lib, yeah.
I like your point of view.
Yeah, yick, yicky, Mickey, Ricky, icky.
I like the way you make a point. I like your frame of mind. A little quick, a little sharp, a little beat behind. I like the way you crack a joke that no one else will get. A little dry, a little droll, a little dumb, and yet.
Okra, cobra, marble, barley.
I like your point of view.
Bravo, cello, limo, Rio, macro, micro, mayo, bakery.
Oh, with the turn of a letter. Nothing's defective. I wonder what you see when you look at me.
Me, me, my eye, eyeball, icky eyeball, icky earlobe. Over, clover, liquor, lickable, likeable, lovable, livable, liver.
I like the way you think. A little weird, a little wise, a little out of sync.
Clever, ever, clever. Wait a minute.
I like your point of view.
Clever, cleaver, limber, Kimberly.
I like.
Kimberly Livaco turns into.
I like.
Cleverly Akimbo.
You.
Cleverly Akimbo.
You.
That's a pretty good one. I did my grandmother's name and got Arabian beard.
You're in the middle of this week's Two at 22.
When opportunity knocks, when possibility calls, take the bull by the horns, grab life by the balls. You gotta take the reins, break the rules, so you can make your childish life better. You gotta grab the good stuff before it's gone. Cause once it's gone, it don't come back. I met a nice guy at the dog track. He was tall, he was Greek, he was possibly gay. He needed a green card, I needed the cash. We got married in Passaic last May. You should have seen the dress I wore. It was haute couture and it was beautiful. You should have seen the dress I wore. Yeah, I stole it. It made my shitty life better. When opportunity knocks, when possibility calls, take the bull by the horns, grab life by the balls. You gotta earn a buck, turn a truck, so you can make your shitty life better. So, you're married? Widowed, actually. What? It's a long story. I met a lady with dementia. She was old, she was sweet, she was legally blind. She needed a roommate, I needed a room. I was out of work, she was out of her mind. You should have seen the ring she wore. Let me understand that they were beautiful. She gave me all the rings she wore. Yeah, she thought I was her daughter, but they made my baby. To take advantage of sick old ladies? No! Not just them. Hey! Hey! When life gives you lemons, when life gives you lemons, when life gives you
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Well, I like those.
Yeah, good stuff, yeah.
But do you think if it comes for a short run, do you think they've initially booked that in case it flops, and then if it does really well, they'll extend it?
There's an element of tryout, but I think it's probably in terms of investment. They want to make sure, first off, that it's got a good following. It had a great following in the States.
Yeah.
I had some friends who saw it over in New York and said that it was a wonderful show. They thoroughly enjoyed it. So I suspect that it has life after Hampstead Theatre and will probably head into the West End.
It sounds like good subject matter to transfer to me.
Yeah, but it's quite funny. Shucked, the one that came over, it was at the
Regent's Park.
Regent's Park. But I never heard of it since. It hasn't gone anywhere else, has it?
Well, it hasn't yet.
Not yet, but sometimes these things take a little while.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because there's also, you've got to remember the availability of theatres and things, and Sometimes things can go several years before they end up coming back.
That's true. We're creeping up to the end of the programme. Can we, well, I'll tell you what, we'll do that next. We'll do a reread of the Lyrical Challenge.
What a day, fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other gal I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud, I'm so lucky to be me. I'm so lucky I can't see, so lucky to be me. To be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other gal I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. Lucky to be me. Lucky to be me. Lucky to be me.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, here we go one more time. I'm sure you've already guessed it, though. We've been the pride of Romania since 1201, passed on for generations, father and son.
Be quick, because we're going to give you the answer in just a minute. It's musicals@btinternet.com. Well, you've had a busy week. You've had a busy couple of weeks. I've not done much myself, to be honest. But it's been lovely to spend time with you both and also spend time with you. Thank you so much for listening. You do know how much we appreciate your company. Every week here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge.
It is, of course, Join the Family Business from Young Frankenstein.
We've been the pride of Romania since 1201. Passed on for generations, father to son. Descended from gypsies, as proud as we can be. Don't risk my curse, it could be worse. Embrace your family tree. Join the family business, learn the family trade. Make yourself a monster, make the world afraid. Join the family business, you must take the family name. Follow in our footsteps and you'll win eternal fame. The Roqueforts are celebrated for their Roquefort cheese. The Rothschilds are famous for their wines. Hershey's have their chocolates and Lipton's have their teas. When it comes to making monsters, you can't beat the Frankensteins. Join the family business, rob a grave or two. Stop the shop from closing, it all depends on you. Uphold the family honor, you must toe the family line. Join the family business, join the family business. Join the family business, for your name is Frankenstein. Meet your family! Your great-great-great-grandfather Mordecai.
Join the family business, boy, if you don't wanna die.
As you know, predestination from the day of your creation has been.
create a life.
It ain't no fuss.
That's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.